Welcome back to Glitchcast, episode number 66.
Yes.
You numbered it wrong on the agenda.
I screwed up the agenda. Hey, April Fools! That was the joke.
You guys thought you missed an episode, but you didn't.
Yeah.
So stupid. This week, we did not go and see anything. We didn't really want to go see Dumbo because...
Austin, I couldn't bring myself to go see Dumbo. Once we saw the Rotten Tomatoes, we're like, all right, I just can't do it.
Yeah, and a lot of people kind of felt like us because it didn't make as much money as I think Disney was expecting it to make.
Interesting.
So, sad for them. Good for us. But we will be talking about our Glitch Up character bracket that has been running on the website the past 2 weeks here to kind of celebrate March Madness and celebrate what we like to talk about, movies, TV, and video game. So we made a bracket. We'll get into the nitty-gritty, but we're going to basically break it down. It's an absurd thing that we've been sort of writing about. If you've been following along on our Instagram, we've been posting polls and listening to our fans' votes and stuff. So we're going to talk about that, but obviously movie news to start off. Child's Play, the reboot with Aubrey Plaza and Brian Tyree Henry is coming out later this year. Didn't know who the voice of Chucky was going to be. It's going to be Mark Hamill.
Ooh, he's put the Joker in a ton of cartoons and stuff. He's a really good voice actor, actually. So I love this. He announced it at WonderCon, I believe, a couple days back. And I think this is great.
The famous WonderCon.
Yeah.
The famous WonderCon. Yeah, this is cool. He obviously has a very talented knack
that's for like what he's been doing for 30 years.
He what's kind of weird with him is like, obviously, you know, Luke Skywalker, legendary role, but the second biggest thing is the voice of the Joker in like animated stuff.
So
but other than that, is there anything else?
Around Return of the Jedi, he got in a car accident and his face was kind of scarred. He's got a big scar in Return of the Jedi. And I think like you're the most iconic, you know, movie star dude, you know, the most iconic sci-fi nerd character of the forever, you know, you're kind of pigeonholed and maybe that's kind of how he felt.
Well, I mean, Harrison Ford.
True. I think Harrison Ford's just a better actor.
Yeah, probably. The only other movie news story this week is about Jai Courtney. He has confirmed that he is returning as Captain Boomerang for James Gunn's The Suicide Squad. So, as we've detailed, I don't know, 500 times in the past month, because apparently they just can't stop talking about this in the press, James Gunn is making a Suicide movie, not going to be a sequel, going to be a reboot, but they're bringing back Harley Quinn, they recast Will Smith's character with Idris Elba, and apparently Jai Courtney is coming back as Captain Boomerang. I'm actually a fan of this. I actually liked him in the first one, and I think that he fits in well with James Gunn's sort of sensibilities.
I did not like him. He had no ability. He just got mad and fought people, I guess, and threw a boomerang that never even injured anyone.
I thought he was funny.
Is this the first time we actually get a reboot with a returning cast member? Can you think of any other, you know, reboots that have had the balls to actually keep someone who is in the thing they're rebooting? There's got to be one or two instances, but I couldn't think of any.
There's got to be. There's also probably got to be, like, ones where they bring, like they're, like, recasting the character or something. They have the former character, and it's just, like, passing the torch kind of thing, kind of a reboot.
Yeah.
Feels like that's probably something. But I can't think of any where they've like held on to a character.
Breaking the mold here. I mean, it's shaping up to be better than the first. What can I say? We don't know. It's James Gunn. I love Idris Elba. Jai Courtney flopped for me, but I don't know.
Remember when they were like trying to make him a thing? It was like him, Sam Worthington,
yeah,
and there's like one other dude.
Understand? Like, Hollywood doesn't like generic, bald, space marine looking dudes.
Yeah, it's tough for them. Whatever. Only other news story of the week. Game of Thrones. There's going to be a 2-hour documentary that's going to air after the finale on HBO.
Lord. So, final episode's got to be, what, hour 20? And then we get more hours of Game of Thrones. I don't know. I feel like we're going to have a lot to unpack. Like, I don't know if I want to go right into a documentary, but I guess it's cool.
I feel like this is the kind of thing where... you're like blown away by the finale, and also all the emotions are hitting you that you're like, fuck, this is over. Yeah. Like, what am I going to do with my life now? Or with my Sunday nights now? I guess maybe your entire life is revolved around Game of Thrones too. Who knows? And then you're just kind of sitting there in like a daze. Like, this happened to me after The Leftovers.
Yeah.
And The Leftovers ended. I like didn't know what to do. I just kind of like sat there for like 20 minutes. Feel like maybe this is gonna be the same thing where you're just kind of like sitting there and then just like it starts playing and you're like, all right,
yeah, like I kind of want this a week later. I need time to unpack before I watch behind the scenes.
But I bet they get, I don't think that there's that many people that would want, I mean, obviously there's gonna be a lot of people that will want to watch this, but I think that it's better to place it right after as opposed to a week later, because people are like, okay, that's it.
Yeah, they'll never get eyes,
they're not
on
gonna
it.
Come back a week later. Yeah,
that's true. Austin, there is, what, 2 weeks until Game of Thrones is back?
15 days, I believe.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, less. 13 days.
Can't believe it. It's been so long. It's been so long.
Oh, my God.
We're going to have to do weekly recaps. I mean, that's at least 20 minutes of content every week for...
We are. Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not a bust like last season.
True.
That's it for news this week. We got 4 trailers to talk about. First up is The Dead Don't Die, which is a zombie comedy coming out on June 14th this year. This is from director Jim Jarmusch, who has made a bunch of like very like indie kind of stuff.
Yeah, this looked indie.
I can say, yeah.
Jim Jarmusch.
But it's got a pretty stacked cast. It kind of throws a... kind of throws like a little funny jab at like Zombieland by saying it's like the greatest zombie cast ever assembled. Stars Bill Murray, Adam Driver, Tilda Swinton, Selena Gomez, Steve Buscemi,
Danny Glover,
Chloe Savini, Danny Glover, Caleb Landry Jones, Tom Waits, Rosie Perez, RZA,
Nicki Pop. Wow. Yeah, like this, it's a crazy staffed cast, but the director of Patterson, the most boring trailer that I've ever seen, is taking on a zombie movie. I didn't actually watch Patterson, did you?
Hell no.
Yeah, it looks so boring. It's about, it's literally about a bus driver. And now this guy's taking on a zombie movie. I think this is just going to be like a slow, quirky jab at the zombie genre and not actually try and be like a cool action-packed zombie movie.
No, I don't think so. I thought it seemed kind of funny, though.
Yeah, I wasn't sold on it. It looks like, it's just like, how many more zombie things could we get? I get it.
I think Adam Driver is very good in comedic roles, and I kind of like the way that he delivers things, so I'm very much about
good,
it.
Good to see Bill Murray.
I'm kind of like over Bill Murray.
Yeah? All the you're just overexposed to all of the things Bill Murray's been in the last 10 years, which is not true.
I'm just over him.
You're over the mystery persona of Bill Murray.
It's not even a mystery. He just pops up everywhere. I guess that was like more of a couple of years ago. Yeah. He was just like popping up everywhere constantly. But like, I just don't think he's that funny anymore.
Oh, he's my favorite actor of all time. So tread lightly. But I agree. Recently, he's been kind of lame. Yeah.
Is he going to be in Zombieland too? Have they confirmed that they're like... I feel like there's some stupid shit that they're going to do and like bring him back. But
I mean, yeah, he was...
Even though
dead.
He got killed.
Didn't he get, like, shotgun blasted, too, after he died?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he gone. Okay. I'm not sure. I don't think he'll come back since he's in this quirky indie zombie movie.
Let's continue on the dead in the title of a movie or show. Dead to Me. Season 1 official trailer. Seamless. Delivery by me.
No edits
today. Dead to Me. Netflix dark comedy starring Christina Applegate and Linda Cardellini. This is basically about Christina Applegate's husband dies in like a car crash, I think, right?
Yep.
And she like starts, she's like kind of like this gruff, kind of like doesn't want to, you know, be friendly with people. And she goes like this like support group kind of thing. And Linda Cardellini befriends her and they become friends. And then there might be some twists and turns and stuff. And
it was shaping up pretty boring, but then it got kind of... you know, kind of fun at the end there. You know, Linda Cardellini might be a little crazy, might have been the one who killed the husband, you know, you never know. Mm-hmm. But I was kind of sold on it by the end.
I watched the first half of the trailer before it gets started implying that Linda Cardellini was crazy.
Yep.
And I was sold. I was like, I'll watch these two just kind of like fuck around and
boo.
Be like funny.
You're the opposite of me? Don't tell
and then,
me you
well,
fell
no, no,
off.
No. But okay. I stopped watching and then I went And I was reading, like, the Reddit thread about, like, the trailer, because I was like, I'm interested if other people thought, like, this looked kind of entertaining.
Yeah.
And then someone was like, well, clearly, Linda Cardellini probably killed the husband, and blah, blah, blah. I was like, God damn it!
The first half, I was like, okay, pretty formulaic, you know, maybe they're going to fall in love, and they're going to be lesbians, whatever. But then it got dark, and I was more sold by the end. But you were sold halfway through anyway, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I would have been really thrown off when it took a dark turn.
Yeah. Ooh, that would have been great.
So that's why I'm pissed at the stupid Reddit commenter.
Well, we're doing a podcast reviewing trailers, and you're turning trailers off midway through. I don't understand what you're doing.
What's wrong with that? Sorry that I want to enjoy things if I don't want to know more.
We're reviewing the trailers. It's our job to watch them.
No one is paying us to do this.
Hey, we're just getting started on arguing, so buckle up. I'm excited.
Annabelle Comes Home is the third Annabelle movie. That's gonna be like the most unlikely trilogy of all. Have you watched these movies?
Hell no, dude. It's a stupid looking doll, dude. It's horrible.
The second one's decent. The first one is really bad. But the second one is decent.
I'm
director
barely
of...
into the Conjuring movies, but yeah, go ahead.
Oh yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. You suck. Stupid You're Mr. Anti mainstream horror movies. You're like, I'm cool.
No, I just don't get scared by like ghosts and cabinets, doors closing. Like it just doesn't scare me.
All right. What's like the last movie that scared you? Like I don't really get scared by movies that much. I mean, like Hereditary haunted me.
Yeah.
But like I don't.
I thought
think,
the Babadook
like, in theater,
was scary.
I was that scared. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was. But that was mainly because I was annoyed as hell by the kid.
I just don't like if ghosts exist. It's just the same. It's so formulaic. The ghost comes in. They start knocking on doors, rocking chairs, closing cabinet doors. Then eventually, you know, there's jump scares. It's just so formulaic. I'm so tired of it.
I think what we should do is we should write our own ghost
in
movie, and we can flip it on its head, and you can
in.
Show
there will be
how
no
the,
wishes
how
of
the
wind.
New formula
there will
be
no cabinet doors closing. They won't be, like ghosts are just like messing with people. They're just like, ah, it's so annoying.
There could be a pretty good ghost comedy. I feel like if you centered on the ghosts,
yeah, like New Zealand style Taika Waititi ghost comedy.
Yeah,
I'm in.
Yeah.
Let's write it.
All right.
Anyway, Annabelle Comes Home. The Conjuring cinematic universe continues to move forward.
Yep. So this is basically set in the Warrens' home, who are like the stars of, you know, the Conjuring movies. Basically, setting up their like weird little haunted item room in their own home.
They're trapping them in the room because ghosts can't get outside of closed doors, as you know.
And then. That's why they're always closing doors, because they're like they want to show that they were finally able to move the door.
Yes.
It's kind of like, yeah, they just like want someone to be proud of them.
Like, look what I did.
And so this is basically like their daughter is being babysat and the babysitter goes in there and Annabelle gets unleashed.
I love
somehow.
The line. What did you touch in there? And she goes, everything.
This looks pretty bad.
Okay, I just told you how stupid I think Annabelle looks, but there was one scared here that kind of got me. When she's literally peeking under the covers, and you can kind of see the outline of Annabelle's face literally under the covers, I was like, okay, that's kind of creepy. If they, like, hold that shot for a little bit, nope, but sure enough, jump scare, you know, rush at the character, same formulaic trailer jump scare.
So you get the asses in the seats.
Oh, yeah, this movie's going to have a budget of $15 million and make 100. So, yeah, I don't want to see this.
Last trailer of the week is for Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. We've talked about this a lot based on the famous children's book for some reason. So I don't know exactly like what I was expecting this to be.
Yep.
I think they took it in the route that I guess I was kind of expecting. Like, obviously, they weren't going to do, like, an anthology
kind of thing. Yeah, and obviously,
anthology movies do not work.
And they weren't going to do, like a hereditary, dark, disgusting, very, very grown-up movie.
Yeah.
What did you think about this tone here?
I think it looks very bad.
I think the practical effects and the creatures and the ghosts look really good. But outside of that, it looks like a generic teen drama. You know, not much more grown up than Scooby-Doo movie would be.
It looks like the worst kind of adaptation where they basically just take a generic...
Take a property. Throw some up-and-coming teen actors.
Yeah, take a generic, like, high school scary story, find something, and then they just, like, threw in... Like, this legitimately was probably, like, another script.
Yeah.
At some point is what it feels like about some stupid, like, high school haunting story or whatever, creature feature, and then they were like, ooh, let's just buy the rest of Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark and take those creepy things from that and just, like, kind of sprinkle it in a little bit, because that's pretty much what this is.
You don't read the book. The book reads you. And then their tagline is, this summer's going to be scary. Wow. Like, I'm in marketing, and, like, I cringe to think what the marketing exec was paid to come up with that tagline. Yeah, compared to what I make, when you and I could come up with a better one on this podcast.
Yeah, it's truly, like, bad. Yeah. Like, that was, like, brutal. I thought, I was, like, reading the comments before I watched the trailer, and I saw someone, like, say, like, you don't read the book reads you or something, and I was like, that has to be a joke, right?
Yeah, that can't be a line.
And then it actually happened, and words can't describe the noise that
the,
I made.
The cringe, that you, did you hurt your back, you cringe so hard?
I'm in a wheelchair now. I'm disappointed, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah, like I said, the haunts look good, but the team drama surrounding it looks pretty bad. You know, there's like weird upside down walking creatures. Like, it looks pretty creepy, but again, the script is going to be so bad that it's going to take away from everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll see what happens. All right, that is it for trailers. Time to talk some bracket stuff.
The shortest intro to our main event, but yeah, we're going to get wacky here. I really wish we were in person so we could argue without the tiny delay of being remote, but we're going to do our best to argue about who would win in a 1v1 basketball fight.
This is going to end with Glitch Up dissolving because I'm going to get very heated. So we started this character bracket, took 8 movie characters, 8 TV characters, 8 video game characters, and then basically created 8 best of the rest from those 3 categories to all sort of form their own regions. And then we matched them up. I tried to make the matchups, at least in the first round, kind of like similar kinds of characters. And then so we got like a little bit crazier in the later rounds. So we'll get to that. We put the polls on our Instagram. Let the votes go there. We move on who we vote, who we think is going to win, not who you guys think are going to win. No offense. Which actually was fairly different. 50% hit rate. we have the Elite Eight coming up later this week. Oh, no. He's squeaking a toy. We have the Elite Eight coming up later this week, and then the Final Four and Championship coming next Monday. So those posts will be up later. We just posted the Best of the Rest Round 2. So let's talk about this.
Okay.
Round 1, movie region.
Hold on, let's just go. Let's set the tone real quick. This is 1v1 basketball.
Yes, good call.
If you're Luke Skywalker, can you use the Force?
I don't know.
That was what I had a lot of trouble with the writing here. If you're Master Chief, can you shoot the opponent? Probably not, right?
No. I specified in the introduction post that they are not allowed to like try to kill or hurt each other like very badly. Like Kevin McAllister, he can.
He can use micro machines as traps.
He can set up something, but like it can't like really hurt the person.
So like Luke Skywalker, he could probably use the Force to make his free throw kind of sink in, even though he shot it off. But he couldn't use a lightsaber to cut off someone's legs to win.
Yeah.
Okay, so within reason, these characters can use their powers.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
1v1 basketball game, 2-11. First matchup of the tournament was astounding. It was an upset, and it was my pick, and Pat's pick actually. Godzilla versus Frodo. So a bit of a height discrepancy there. A
little bit.
But you have to remember that they're playing on a 10-foot hoop.
That's what I'm saying. This is regulation size, right? Godzilla's going to have a hell of a time.
The way that I put it in the post was, if you've ever seen those videos of those like super millennial dudes named like Hunter,
sure,
who do like trick shots and stuff, and they're like in like a football stadium on like the upper deck, and there's like for some reason they got into this gigantic football stadium and put a basketball hoop in the middle of the field, and the dude's launching it and makes it. You know, it took him like 300,000 tries.
I cannot believe how popular those videos are too, and it drives me nuts because I'm like, you didn't just do this, so you did it for like a day and you got it finally, and that's really cool.
Yeah, Yeah, and they're all, like, the douchiest people in the
Agreed.
World. But, like, that's what Godzilla would have to do.
Right.
Except his hands are much bigger, and, like, he can't, like, you know how the size discrepancy between his hand and a normal basketball?
It's like a T-Rex trying to pick up a, you know, trying to pick up a branch on the ground. You can't do it. Like, he's not going to be able to pick up the basketball, and if he does, he's going to pop it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, Frodo coming in as the dark horse here, he's short. He's probably not going to shoot very well, but Godzilla's not scoring a point.
Yeah, no. And it might take, you know, Frodo a little bit because Godzilla is so big, so he can kind of just probably stand in front of the hoop. But, like, he'll, you know, Frodo can maneuver around.
Oh, yeah.
We know that he has experience with trekking distances,
he's
trying to figure out the right
way
to go.
Many a mountain and camp.
Yeah. So I think we can agree that Frodo would win that. You dummies who voted on Instagram voted Godzilla because I'll be honest, I'm not 100% sure. If people understood.
I think people were thinking in Smash Bros. Who would win. No, we're talking about basketball here, damn it.
Even though with, like, each post, I try to physically, or, like, literally say, like, 1v1 basketball game. Who wins?
Final score, Frodo 6, Godzilla 0. Right? What are you thinking?
What? I'm sorry. What did you just say?
How is
Frodo 6,
Frodo's not
going to
score
0?
A lot. He's like, a foot tall.
This is a game to 11. It has to go to 11.
Okay, okay.
To.
Then
so Frodo 11,
it might
Godzilla
take him a couple
one.
Hours.
I think somehow
yeah.
he gets one in there.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Godzilla gets one in there? Okay.
Yeah, somehow. I'll give it to him.
What if okay, we're not going to entertain Godzilla accidentally stepping on Frodo and killing him. We're just going to assume that's not going to happen.
No, it can't. Okay. It can't.
All right, he's so Frodo, you know.
Frodo moves on.
He's going, no matter what.
Okay, this next one, kind of a lame matchup. Happy Gilmore, Kevin McAllister. I think it's so easy that Kevin McAllister wins. Happy Gilmore, there's nothing to him.
And, well, there is. He's really good at hitting stuff with a stick. Yeah. You know, that's not going to translate into shooting a ball into a hoop. It might. Yeah. It might help him, you know, versus you or me. But Kevin McAllister is going to, you know, throw these traps out, literally, and take this one.
Happy would score 0 points, I think.
I think his ability to, you know, his hand-eye coordination would carry him to a couple points. But in the end, Kevin McAllister is just going to outsmart him.
I also think that Happy would get pretty angry. We know he has temper issues. Ooh. He would get very angry that, like, this little child is messing with him.
Yeah.
And I think at a certain point, so you're right. I think he scores a couple points, starts getting frustrated, and then just, like, collapses.
He's not going to be able to find his happy place in an 11-point game where there's no timeouts, you know? Mm-hmm. Plus, you got Shooter McGavin in the crowd. Shoot up!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we picked Kevin McAllister, moved
on
from that.
What did
that.
The people
you guys
pick?
You guys picked Happy Gilmore.
That's because half the people who like our page don't know who Kevin McAllister is.
Yeah.
Damn it. Never mind. Happy Gilmore came out around the same time.
Xenomorph versus Alien from A Quiet Place. So the Alien from Alien versus the Alien from A Quiet Place. So we got the classic Alien versus the newest hot Alien.
Ooh, okay.
So this is a tough one. Because when we think about it, there's different versions of the Xenomorph that we've seen.
Correct.
And as time has gone on, they've kind of become more, like, weird superhero-y.
Yeah, very agile things. Instead of giant brooding beasts.
However, and this is one that I voted on, I think that the Alien from A Quiet Place would win.
Okay.
They're extremely fast. Once they hear a sound, like, they
can
know where
immediately
that
immediately adjust.
They're there immediately.
Yeah.
Somewhat strong, it seems like. All they need is the Xenomorph to make one sound or the basketball to make one dribble from the basketball to find that thing. They just need to hear, like, the backboard get hit or the rim get hit, and then they know where that is. And that's all they need.
And on the other end, Xenomorph, he's a good hunter, but, you know, when there's corridors and not a giant open space, like, he's fast, he's athletic, but, again, he might crush that ball. And, yeah, I think Alien from A Quiet Place comes away with it as well.
Yeah, I think their strength kind of cancels out. Speed, Quiet Place, by far. So, yeah,
He starts getting sweaty and starts getting drooly. You know, he's going to melt that ball, get a bunch of technical fouls. He might get thrown out by the time the game's over.
True. The drool is bad.
Yeah.
The ball might melt from
the That's what I'm saying.
Right?
He's
going to
pop,
like,
the ball, and the ref's
going
to be like, you can't keep doing this, dude. You got to get it under control. You know?
Just imagining the Xenomorph arguing with the ref. Like, pissed off.
You're out of here. Meanwhile, the Alien from A Quiet Place, he's just, like, fucking listening.
it's going crazy. He doesn't know what the hell's going on. Oh God. Yeah, the readers voted for the Xenomorph. The last matchup in the movie region was Luke Skywalker versus Edward Scissorhands. This is another easy one. Edward Scissorhands, this dumb bitch, is just going to pop the ball immediately.
Oh, I could just imagine the first time he gets possession of the ball, he pops it and just looks at it sad for like 30 seconds, and then the game just ends. Luke just force puts in 11 immediately and walks away.
Oh, God. Yeah, this is like such an unfair matchup. When I was like creating the matchups and this is basically like the last, because the previous ones seem like they can, obviously the alien one and then the Happy Gilmore, like two humans and then two aliens. Godzilla Frodo was hilarious, and then this one was hilarious to me just to think about because they were both blowouts.
Like, he would not score a point. He would get kicked out as well.
That was one that the readers actually agreed on. Luke Skywalker. Moving on. All right. Round one TV region. Chuck Bartowski from Chuck, the TV show, was the one seed versus Rick Grimes, the eight seed. So Chuck, famous for being kind of like he has like a super brain in a way, essentially. Like download, upload, whatever skills and stuff. Rick Grimes, master, not even a master of the zombie apocalypse. Yeah. He's kind of like
he's a survivor, but yeah. He's made a lot of freaking mistakes. A lot of mistakes.
Yeah, so you wrote for this one, I think, and I fully... Oh, we both wrote for it. I think we both picked Chuck,
right?
Yeah, I
mean, Chuck can download every part of what he wants to do in this game, and Rick, you know, he's a fighter for sure, but Chuck can literally download Kobe's skills right now.
I think even if Chuck didn't die... If we're taking Chuck from, like, the end of the series, and, like, he's not even downloading these skills, he's just coming in as, like, someone that knows, like... freaking kung fu and like all that stuff and is like can be fast and agile and stuff, I still think he's beating Rick.
So you think like end of series Chuck has never downloaded any basketball, he's still beating Rick? I agree with you. Mm-hmm. yeah
there's just not much to Rick. Like, is just like gritty and like tough, but he's not,
he'd be a good coach, he'd be a good leader, but
I don't know, I don't even know if he would be, because he's failed repeatedly.
That's true, but they keep going back to him, so you know, Jeff Fisher from the Rams, good example of where you can keep failing and being average, and you're still around.
You want to go? Yeah, you want to go 500? Yeah. That's fair. That's fair. Makes sense.
8-8.
Who won that? Oh, Rick won that, of course. Okay. God. Next up was...
So Rick won the popular vote, essentially.
Yeah. But we moved Chuck on because we are all-knowing. Next up was Cosmo Kramer from Seinfeld, and then Dennis Reynolds from It's Always Sunny, which is hilarious because they're like two just insane people.
Correct.
In their own respective ways. In my mind, I think Kramer has the height
on
Dennis.
Absolutely.
By far. But Dennis is really good at playing mind games, and I don't think Kramer could comprehend what Dennis was doing.
Plus, Kramer is an absolute buffoon. Like, he has no hand-eye coordination. He has no... I mean, he might be athletic, but he's gonna turn over the ball constantly. And, you know, Dennis is going to use the Dennis system on him.
That's true. Yeah.
I did spell out every single one of those in basketball terms, but I certainly can't remember them now. Give it a read.
Yeah, you can go read that. So, we picked Dennis, and you guys picked Kramer. Because, of course. All right. Next up is Ross Geller versus Michael Scott. Ross from Friends, Michael Scott from The Office. This one's really easy because, one, Ross is pretty tall.
Yep.
Two, Michael Scott, we've seen him play basketball, and he is terrible.
He's garbage, yeah. Absolute garbage. I didn't even watch Friends, but I know Ross is going to win this one. Absolutely.
And so... this is the one that got me most angry with the readers because they picked Michael Scott overwhelmingly. And it's so wrong. We have seen, if you have watched The Office, you have seen him play terrible.
Again, people look at the pictures and they're like, I like Michael Scott better.
So bad. I was so angry. Last one is Buffy Summers from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and then Jon Snow, Game of Thrones. Me and Chandler picked this one. We both picked Buffy. John, we know, is obviously, like, you know, strong, skilled with a sword. He can't really use a sword in this. He's not necessarily, like, super fast or anything. He's kind... like, I don't even know if he's really all that smart. Yeah. Doesn't seem like he is. Buffy, on the other hand, quick, agile, strong as well.
Yeah, John's kind of like the Mario of a game where he has decent attributes. You know, he's not going to be the tall one. He's not going to be the fast one. He's going to be average in pretty much everything, but Buffy's going to be too quick for John to handle.
Yeah. So she moved on. Of course, the fans picked Jon Snow. Sexist, I believe, is the one woman in this matchup or in this bracket.
I mean, I think that's us being sexist, not nominating more women, but we can pass
true,
the buck.
True. Video game region, Mario versus Yoshi. Yoshi's my guy.
Yeah, again, I just talked about Mario. He's going to be average, but Yoshi literally can yank that ball out of midair and put it wherever he wants.
Yeah, he's got that silky little tongue.
Yeah, plus he's got a vendetta. Mario kind of found him and immediately made him his bitch and has been riding him around for 20 years. Yoshi's going to get on that court and throw that ball down. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yoshi does his little butt slam too.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. He could turn that into a dunk on the way down.
Oh yeah. Get tens all around dunk contest.
Oh yeah.
We picked Yoshi. Y'all picked Mario. Pac-Man versus Sonic. This one seems extremely easy. Sonic super fast. Pac-Man is a floating head.
Yeah, I think Pac-Man would be too. He would just look at that round ball and be like, whoop, 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 just try and eat it, and he'd just get thrown out. So, yes, Sonic is going to speed around that court and put it in.
I like that several of these matchups just are this person would get tossed. They would not be allowed to play.
Yes. I mean, there'd be so many technicals. I mean, if Pac-Man's eating the ball, he's going to get thrown out.
So we actually agree with the readers on that one. Sonic, moving on. Donkey Kong versus Banjo and Kazooie. I literally know nothing about Banjo and Kazooie, but I just know that Donkey Kong is a monster.
Yeah, Banjo is a character that has a bird in his backpack, and he's like kind of similarly framed as Donkey Kong, but not nearly as strong. He's a big dude, and the bird can kind of help him be agile as well. So if he jumps over a long platform, the bird's wings come out and he can kind of glide. He fights opponents by like pecking at him, whatever. It helps this big guy have a nice agile bird, but in the end, Donkey Kong's just going to barrel over Banjo and just slam dunk his way to an easy victory.
Yeah, I agree. That was another one we agreed with the readers on. Donkey Kong moved on. Master Chief versus a car from Rocket League.
Thanks for putting this in, guys, since Rocket League is like the most addicting game and my favorite thing of all time.
So, obviously there's a basketball mode in Rocket League.
There is. We've played it. We love it.
We have. Yep. And I think unfortunately for a Rocket League car is this is a regulation size basketball hoop.
Yep. And we are not shrinking these cars down.
No. Mm-mm. So it's a little bit difficult to bounce although that would be pretty impressive. Do you think a car from Rocket League would score at all?
You know, Psyonix, the developers, have never confirmed if there's anybody in the Rocket League cars. The only way I could see it is if, you know, there's a human in there, whether it's a giant-sized human or we shrink the car down, and the human is trying to, like, dribble outside of the car. But there's no way a car can just maneuver hitting the ball into the net here. So Master Chief just comes away with it.
Yeah. That's another agreed-upon one. Look at that. Master Chief.
And the readers thought that as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, the best of the rest region. We'll run through this quick. Roland Deschain from Dark Tower.
Dark Tower, you got it.
Yep. Versus Baby Monkey going backwards on a pig. I don't even know where
you
that
you don't
came.
Know
that
this
was
reference?
Thing. Yeah, no, I don't know.
Oh my god, it's a video of a. It's literally a real life video of a monkey riding a like a pig, and he's riding the pig backwards, and the pig's like running around, and they're just like having a time in their life, and. This YouTube channel made a song out of it. It's like, baby monkey, ride it, or no, backwards on a pig, baby monkey. And then there's like literal verses to the song, and it's the funniest thing ever. You got to watch it immediately after this.
Oh my God.
How it's relevant in this matchup, I have no idea, but it's a funny YouTube video.
I don't have any idea who would win this. I feel like two is better than one.
Sure, yeah, you got two to go after it, and I'm going to trust Pat on this one. He picked Baby Monkey on a pig, and we're just going to go with that.
Yeah, and Roland won from the fan vote. So Shrek versus Wally, next pick. So Shrek is a gigantic, disgusting slob, and Wally is basically like a cute, innocent robot. Wally, very good at picking things up. That's basically his entire purpose.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I don't really know if he'll be able to pick the ball up and put it all the way up 10 feet, you know?
Not a chance.
And Shrek is kind of like a monster.
Yeah, not a chance.
And he's wading through the swamp. He's got thick thighs. Like, that dude's got lower body power.
Yeah.
And I think he's just crushing.
Who's the guy in the NBA that has that gif of him doing that tongue thing? Big Baby? He reminds me of Big Baby.
Yes, yeah.
So
yeah.
Big Baby is going to get on that court and slam dunk Wally into the, you know, back into the garbage dump where he came from. I love Wally, but not a chance here.
Yeah. Dude, it's sad because he's so innocent. You really don't want to see him lose.
Yeah, you don't, but you're going to.
Agreed with the readers on that one. Shrek moved on. Scooby-Doo versus SpongeBob. SpongeBob, I really went off on SpongeBob in my writing because I hate him.
Yeah, and I hate Scooby-Doo, so let's do this.
Okay, but basketball skills. Scooby-Doo, lanky, long. He's got the length and the strength, I think.
I don't like SpongeBob either, but would SpongeBob even be able to dribble outside of the water? Does he ever go outside of the water? I don't know why I hate that show.
Yeah, and then he like dries up and almost dies.
Okay, so yeah, Scooby-Doo by default here.
Yeah. All right, good.
He'll airbutt it for sure.
Scooby moved on from the fans as well. Mega Man versus Octodad is the last matchup of round one there. So, Mega Man seems like the easy winner.
You know, Octodad is literally a octopus trying to fit in with his family before people notice that he's not a human and he's an octopus. The game has you doing mundane chores like cooking dinner and driving your kids to work. So Octodad would probably be too busy still trying to fit in as a human to actually use those tentacles for any good. The premise of the game is absolutely hysterical, but Mega Man wins this one. Did you know that was the premise?
No, I did not. Yeah, the fans agreed Mega Man would move on. All right, round two, movie region. Kevin McAllister versus Frodo. So we got two little shorties against each other here. The winner that we picked was Kevin McAllister. I think, he probably wins. Like,
I think it'd be pretty close.
I think
they're
it's
They're both
close,
little
but,
kids, basically.
Yeah. But I don't think Frodo really brings that much, and Kevin can set little traps.
Yeah, so. Frodo has one trick. He's a one-trick pony. He can go invisible, right? And that's going to get him a couple buckets. It's going to get him to six. But by six, the Eye of Mordor is coming, and he cannot keep doing that, you know? So Kevin McAllister is just going to trap his way to a win, I think.
Could you imagine Frodo, like, the score is like 10-9, Frodo needs a bucket, and he tries to go invisible, and then the Ringwraith just shows up, and he's like, oh, shit!
It's like, I can't do it. Yeah. That's the scenario that's going to happen here.
It's tough for him. What do you think Kevin McAllister would do if a Ringwraith showed up?
He'd probably throw some cans of paint at it, put some ornaments on the ground. Mm-hmm. Cut his toes open a little bit, light his head on fire. Mm-hmm. You know, all the usual stuff.
Yeah, typical, classic.
Throw some bricks from a building, hit it in the face. Poor Marv would be dead in the first brick.
All right, so we picked Kevin McAllister. The fans picked Frodo, as is tradition.
Of course.
Luke Skywalker versus Alien from A Quiet Place. I'm pretty big on the Alien from A Quiet Place.
Okay.
This is a tough one. This is a really tough one.
Give me your pros and cons for each.
So Luke, lost a hand. So he has like his robot hand
or whatever.
And I feel like that's going to be tough.
That's
going to be kind of tough, I think, flexibility wise. Like, I know obviously his robot hand is like kind of advanced, but I feel like in basketball you need like a normal hand to play to really be efficient. And so I feel like he's basically playing one-handed. Then again, he has the Force.
That's kind of the conversation ender almost, Even if he shoots horrible from the, from the paint, from the free throw, beyond the arc, just will it in. He can just will it in.
Yeah, and like I said before, I gave the positives to Alien from A Quiet Place before, but again, like, he can't see. Yeah. And so, like, technically Luke doesn't even have to dribble. He can just throw the ball up and then force put it in. And there's no sound with that.
Little known, force powers, like Obi-Wan in the original New Hope trilogy can literally point his hand and, tap on stuff 100 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
Luke's literally going to confuse the hell out of that thing by tapping, dribbling, like creating sounds. Luke's got it, man.
Mm-hmm. The fans agreed with that one as well. Okay, TV region. Chuck versus Dennis Reynolds. Again, Chuck is a very nice dude. He's a very nice guy in the show. Dennis Reynolds, sociopath. So he's definitely going to try to, like, really break him down.
Yep.
Mentally?
Verbally, mentally.
But I think that Chuck is just too skilled, you know?
Yeah. Hold on, though. Who won?
Who won?
Oh, you brought Chuck ahead. Okay.
I brought Chuck ahead.
Yeah. I mean, Dennis is pathological. He would have a good game plan. You know, he'd spend weeks coming up with, you know, plays and then strategy here. But Chuck, again, he has the intersect. He's coming away with it.
Yeah, and you know, it's tough. It's sad, but it's just the way it goes.
There's a lot of things that Dennis is going to win at, you know, and just versus a guy that has a computer in his brain that can download skills, he can't win.
Yep. Chuck won that round from the fans. The other TV round, Buffy versus Ross. So this one is easy. I think Buffy wins. Ross is just tall.
Hold on. I never watched Buffy. Does she have any, like, superhuman or, like, demonic or spiritual or witch-like
She's
powers?
Like, there's some sort of, like, superpower stuff to
okay.
her.
Then, yeah, I mean, I think a superhuman wins versus Ross Geller from Friends, I think.
Yeah. I'm sure, like, Ross would be decent in a normal human pickup game because
For
he's
sure.
got nothing. Got nothing here. Yeah. The fans disagreed, although this was the closest one yet. Ooh. 51% to 49%. Ross won by one vote.
Wow.
But we moved Buffy on. Sorry. Video game region. Yoshi versus Sonic. This is one that I voted on. And I don't know a ton about the character. So I had to do some research. I, like, barely knew that Yoshi was he was some weird dinosaur thing. So I think, like, it's simple. Like, people would probably think that Sonic would win this.
Mm-hmm.
But Sonic's just going fast. And he has issues with holding on to things. Obviously, he loses his coins a lot, you know?
Yep. Yep.
Obviously, he's collecting coins, but he's also losing them. So that makes me worry that Yoshi, with his superior little tongue skills, could really strip the ball very easily.
Yeah, I think I agree with you.
And Yoshi's got that double jump, the little floating jump that he's got.
Yeah, he's got height. Yeah.
I don't know if Sonic's stopping that.
Sonic is you know, on the ground only. Sometimes he runs so fast that he might light the court on fire. Again, that could be a technical mm-hmm. foul. You know, bringing in the fire department every couple points.
Yep.
I just think the aerial ability, that tongue, Yoshi's, he's going to run away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Poor Sonic. I mean, you would think speed is going to kill, but Yoshi's just overall a better package.
Yeah, it's also kind of like a smaller court. And, like, I've played with Sonic in Super Smash Bros.
Yeah.
Not a lot of room.
He's falling off.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah. He's going to go out of bounds. Mm-hmm. He's going to overshoot things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What do the people think?
The fans picked Sonic.
Wow. So one-minded. So one-track-minded. Speed isn't everything, guys.
Next up is Master Chief versus Donkey Kong.
Oh, boy.
You wanna start talking about this one?
All right. Guy? So Master Chief, he's literally a superhuman. You know, super soldier. He is the best of the best.
So good.
Fast, strong, pinpoint accuracy in everything that he does. Donkey Kong, also strong, not too fast, kind of a brute, not too accurate.
Gigantic,
yeah, he could probably dunk his way to victory, but Master Chief is just, he's the perfect above human here. He's almost a superhuman. I think he comes away with it, and I can tell you don't.
Yeah, no way. Master Chief's getting his ass dunked into oblivion by Donkey Kong here every time. Donkey Kong's huge. He's too big, too strong. Maybe not too fast, but he is like I can't imagine how you could pick Master Chief. I played Halo. I feel like he doesn't turn very quick. He's not very like diagonally able to.
So
like,
in Halo 4, they gave him abilities. They gave him like boost and dodge and armor lock, and they even gave him an ability to put out a hologram of itself. So I would say that could be in use here, and you know all of those new abilities that. You know, you're not too privy to because you didn't play all the Halos are going to come in and lead him to a win. Listen, Donkey Kong's been my main in Smash Bros. For 20 years. It killed me to do this. But I think Master Chief wins. What did the people say?
The people said Donkey Kong because they know what's up.
Oh, so now they do. You've been rapping
now. Now they know what's up. It's once
for 25 minutes here.
We just have to lead them on the way to the right path. And then once we hit them, they know. They know.
All right.
God, that one was disappointing. Shrek versus baby monkey going backwards on a pig. This feels like Shrek easy, right?
Yeah. I mean, again, Shrek is similar to Donkey Kong, where he's just a beast. He's just going to dunk his way to win. And I don't think a baby monkey and a pig is going to score many points. Once you see this video of this literal real life baby monkey and pig, you're going to laugh, cry, and love it, but they're not going to win any basketball.
I also feel like those two animals would be very scared of Shrek.
Yes. And just of the court and the ball. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shrek wins.
Yeah, pretty much everything.
I don't know how baby monkey probably be pretty monkey scared. Made it here.
I'm not sure. Like, I like to imagine that there's a lot of fans watching the game, and I feel like it's probably too loud for them. Too like, loud. They get freaked out.
Too skittish.
You know?
Yeah.
This poll has not been posted yet, so we have to get to that. But we pick Shrek. Mega Man versus Scooby-Doo. Last one we'll talk about, because we don't want to spoil what we're going to get to in the Elite Eight and Final Four and stuff. So Mega Man versus Scooby-Doo, who you got?
Man, I don't know. I know you're going to say Scooby-Doo, but Mega Man is kind of like the Master Chief of cartoony video game characters. He's got a ton of skills. He's got a ton of little attachments for his blaster. You know, I know you're going to pick Scooby-Doo, but if you're more familiar with the Mega Man character, I don't know if you'd pick him. Talk to
me. The only thing with Mega Man for me is, like, he's got the blaster as one arm. And, you know, like I said, I had a little worries about Luke Skywalker's robot hand. So having a blaster that you, like, what, like, is he just shooting fireballs out of that? Can he, like,
he can shoot wind out. He can shoot.
Ooh, okay. Ooh, that's pretty effective.
Yeah, he can shoot. He could, like, go poof, and, like, Scooby-Doo's shot is not going in anymore. There's a ton of other powers that he can do. And I'm not actually the biggest, you know, Mega Man guy, so I don't know all of them, but he's pretty versatile.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. The whole shooting wind out of his thing. That's a game changer. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, he dominates. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
There's not much that he can do. I really hope that him and Luke Skywalker somehow end up facing each other.
Let's go.
Because force versus the wind.
Well, and he can do, like, an electric. He can do electric stuff. So, yeah, he'd be a good match for Luke.
Yeah. Gonna be interesting. We picked Mega Man, and the fans obviously have not voted yet. So that basically leaves Luke versus Kevin McAllister.
I got an early front runner for that one.
Chuck versus Buffy. Master Chief versus Yoshi.
Yep.
And then Shrek versus Mega Man.
Okay, we got a good Elite Eight here.
Yeah, so we'll have that post up later this week. Remember to go and vote on that stuff. Thanks for listening. Let us know, like, how angry you are at us for not listening to your guys' votes. Please actually explain maybe why you voted for who you voted for,
and let us know how angry you are with us that we didn't see and review Dumbo. You know, no one's gonna actually let us know that. But who do you have for an early runaway winner here, and who do you have for the underdog to keep your eye on?
I got Buffy underdog.
Okay.
I like the front runner has got to be, you know what? No, front runner Mega Man.
Oh, okay. Well, I got front runner Luke and underdog Chuck. Maybe Chuck can download enough info to beat the master.
Actually, ultra underdog Yoshi.
It's a good point too.
He's an eight seed.
I was gonna go there.
He's an eight seed. I think he could bust Master Chief up. He's got to get revenge for his fellow Nintendo brother.
There you go. For the horrid Donkey Kong pick.
Yeah.
The Master Chief. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So thank you for listening. We'll have that up later this week, and then the championship next week. Next week, sometime next week.
Unfortunately, we're going to be delayed. I'm potentially buying a house, and we'll be also on vacation here. So lots going on in my life here. Unless you want to get a guest, feel free. Yeah. But it sounds like we might be delayed on both Pet Sematary and Shazam.
Yeah, but we'll have both of those in the next episode for you. So a nice double review next episode for two pretty critically acclaimed movies right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that'll be a big episode. I'm really, really excited for both of those.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening. Subscribe, review, all that fun stuff. Check out glitchup.com. Go to our Instagram. Follow us there. Vote on our polls for this kind of stuff. And we will see you next week.